Hey everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going to uncover a monumental event that supercharged the spread of Christianity around the globe, the Day of Pentecost. Stick around if you're keen to see how a divine promise kicked off an international movement. Pentecost marks the 50th day after Easter. Within Christianity, it is the day when believers were gifted with fiery tongues and supernatural linguistics. But the backstory is where the real intrigue lies. This wasn't a random spiritual occurrence. Before ascending, Jesus laid down a huge teaser in Acts 1. He promised his followers they'd be baptized with the Holy Spirit, unlocking abilities to become his witnesses to the ends of the earth. Acts 1:8. This promise is the spiritual dynamite that blasts open the mission of the church beyond its Jewish roots, setting a stage for universal outreach. Enter Peter. Previously a fisherman, now a powerhouse apostle, after the Spirit descends, he jumps headfirst into the game with a history-making sermon. Peter's words didn't just echo through Jerusalem. They resonated across time and space, drawing an astounding 3,000 souls to faith, symbolized by baptism. This wasn't a simple headcount increase. It signified the establishment of a global inclusive church. Now, let's deep dive into the guest of honor, the Holy Spirit. Far from a wisp of wind or a flicker flame, this third member of the Trinity was the cosmic force behind glossolalia speaking in a learnt language, empowering the disciples to speak and be understood by people of every language gathered that day. Imagine the scene. Diverse crowds, united by an apostolic message delivered in their native tongues. This wasn't just impressive. It was a divine statement that faith has no language barriers. The power of glossolalia in spreading Christianity can't be understated. This miraculous gift brought inclusivity front and center, reinforcing that God's message isn't limited by geography, culture, or dialect. Each word spoken was a bridge built, a heart touched, a community formed. As for the aftermath, think of Pentecost as the ultimate launch party for the church. It set off a domino effect of discipleship, spiritual vitality, and unstoppable momentum. From then on, Christianity bloomed not just in Jerusalem, but spiraled outwards to the Mediterranean and beyond, setting roots down in Rome, Corinth, Antioch. Christians, from a mere 100 before Pentecost, multiplied into thousands by the end of the first century. That symbolic red you see during Pentecost celebrations today is not just an aesthetic. It encapsulates the intensity, the passion that fired up those early believers to carry the torch of Jesus' teachings to all corners of the earth. The same passion that fuels Christians today to keep the mission alive, to be a light among nations. To sum it up, the Day of Pentecost is the spark that lit the flame of Christianity. It's a celebration of beginnings, an explosion of multilingual preaching, and the Holy Spirit's indwelling power. This is more than a chapter in history. It's the collective heartbeat of a global faith. There we have it, a richer understanding of how the Day of Pentecost was a turning point in the spread of Christianity. Before we go, let's reflect on how that ancient moment still echoes today in churches across the world, sparking continuous rebirth and outreach. Thanks for diving into this critical juncture with me. If this enriched perspective on Pentecost has lit a fire in you, drop a like, share your thoughts, and tap subscribe for more insightful journeys into faith and history. Catch you in the next one. And until then, stay inspired and connected in the Spirit.